One bright spot in the generally gloomy economy is the healthcare sector. It's a growth industry, and its jobs often pay well. So one of the criticisms of the push to reduce healthcare spending is that cutting costs will kill jobs. But a new article in the New England Journal of Medicine says our growing healthcare workforce may not be something to celebrate. Kate Baker is one of the study's co-authors. She's a professor of health economics at the Harvard School of Public Health, and we asked her how more healthcare jobs could be a bad thing.
One of the arguments for continuing to spend more and more on the healthcare sector is that it's the only area where we're seeing job growth. But that comes at a cost. It comes at the cost of healthcare being less affordable for everybody. It means your premiums are higher. It means your wages after premiums are lower. It means your taxes are higher. If we can get healthcare spending more efficient, that might result in fewer jobs. But those jobs would go to other sectors that were producing other important things: education, shelter, food.
So is the idea that some job losses in the healthcare sector might free up the money previously spent on those salaries for money spent on other worthwhile things, including worthwhile things that would be good for our health?
Yes, if healthcare reform resulted in fewer health jobs but more health, that would be a good thing for the economy. Now, I don't want to pretend that there are no losers in a scenario in which healthcare spending goes down and that means there are fewer healthcare jobs. There are workers who will lose their jobs, and they very much need help in transitioning to other more productive sectors of the economy.
Now, of course, we are already losing jobs because healthcare costs are too high. You know, employers say they're cutting back or they're not filling positions, or maybe they're simply not giving raises. So is there any way to tell which scenario results in more job losses? Do we lose more jobs by spending too much money on healthcare or by spending less money on healthcare?
It's hard to know how healthcare reforms are going to affect the net number of jobs in the healthcare sector. I think research suggests that if we could spend our healthcare dollars more efficiently, we might have a very different mix of the healthcare workforce. Maybe we'd have more generalists and fewer specialists. Maybe we'd have more nurse practitioners and fewer hospital administrators. The end point isn't nearly as important as ensuring that we're getting the most health that we can for all of our healthcare dollars.
You know, in Massachusetts, healthcare is a big part of the economy, and that makes this a political question as well as an economic one. How do you navigate the politics of this?
I try not to. That's why I'm an economist.
But then how would you, for example, advise a politician to try to persuade hospitals that these healthcare reforms and this cost cutting might cause you to lose jobs, but that's okay?
Saying that we want to devote our healthcare resources to propping up jobs in a sector that isn't producing as much health as it could is a really inefficient way to promote job growth and a really inefficient way to provide healthcare.
Kate Baker is a professor of health economics at the Harvard School of Public Health. Kate, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you so much.
You can read Baker's New England Journal of Medicine article, which is co-authored by Harvard's Amitabh Chandra, at wbur.org.